New York officials say 6,333 people are missing following the crash of two hijacked airliners into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. That number increased significantly when foreign governments provided new accounts of their missing citizens. 241 bodies have been recovered there. 170 of them have been identified. Officials said they anticipate that many bodies may never be found. At the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, 189 people are believed dead following a suicide plane crash there. 118 bodies have been recovered. In southwestern Pennsylvania, where a fourth hijacked plane crashed, all 44 aboard were killed. In the 1980s, British rock star Peter Gabriel first collaborated with a singer from Senegal named Youssou N'Dour. Their hit song, In Your Eyes, helped turn N'Dour into one of the world's best-known African artists. He's since performed in recording studios and on stage with musicians such as Paul Simon and Sting. Before his international breakthrough, N'Dour already had been a star for years in Senegal. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Tuesday night in the Dakar nightclub Tiazan is packed with a sharply dressed Senegalese crowd. Just after 2 a.m., an 11-piece band starts to play, and Youssou N'Dour, dressed in a simple button-down shirt and slacks, steps onto the stage. He's the owner of the club and possibly Senegal's most famous citizen. The teenagers here call N'Dour the King of Balak. Balak being the electrified fusion of traditional Senegalese rhythms mixed with jazz, rock, and Caribbean beats. N'Dour's been performing the music since he was 12 and fronting his own band, the Super Etoile, since he was 20. His sound has had commercial and critical success overseas. In 1994, a collaboration with Nene Cherry called 7 Seconds was named Europe's Song of the Year. This haunting duet about racism was recorded in English, French, and N'Dour's native language, Wolof. But unlike some other internationally successful artists from Africa, N'Dour has chosen not to relocate to European or American cities. He says he prefers to live at home here in Senegal.
Because my family and also we have airport. If I want to fly, you know, I just take a flight. We have international airport. And the other thing is, you know, I think more I travel, more I like my country, and I feel if you don't have barriers, you always coming back to your roots.
N'Dour's musical and lyrical roots are found on his mother's side of the family, among traditional singers known as griots.
Griot is really storytellers. Storytellers tell you about story, tell you about who you connect with, where you're coming from.
N'Dour calls himself a modern griot. His lyrics are full of advice and lessons. Take, for example, the song Bou Kotek Misère. The song warns men to treat their wives and girlfriends kindly and responsibly. If you don't do what you should do, sings N'Dour, you'll be ashamed. The song's a hit with Senegalese women, who sing the chorus like an anthem. Even though he turned 42 last October, N'Dour's musical lessons for life hold clout with younger generations. His songs have messages that can help you with your life, says 17-year-old Abdoukad Dja. N'Dour talks a lot about unemployment, about how you need to work hard. N'Dour is widely regarded here as a successful self-made man. His investments in Senegal include a radio station, a newspaper, his nightclub, and one of the few state-of-the-art recording studios in West Africa. And then there are the community service projects. Medina is the lively working-class neighborhood in Dakar where N'Dour grew up. It's also where N'Dour just opened a community-owned internet center. inside residents type emails and take computer courses at a fraction of the price demanded in Dakar's expensive cyber cafes. The center's part of a larger project Ndour founded. The Jocko organization has the ambitious goal of eventually building some 350 internet clubs around the country. Ndour's activism extends beyond Senegal. Last February, with the sponsorship of the United Nations, Ndour produced and directed a group of 11 artists in exile, all refugees from different war-torn African nations. The refugee musicians recorded an album in Ndour's studio. They call themselves the Freedom Soldiers.
I want to know what they've called in Liberia.
That's why they call us Freedom Soldiers.
Since the 80s, Ndour's used his fame and his tenor voice to promote other global causes, campaigning against child labor, environmental destruction, and AIDS.
They talk about Africa, they talk about AIDS, they talk about war and a lot of things, and yeah, that things, those things exist. But, you know, the different things is, you know, people still smiling, and it's very important.
Some observers call him a cultural ambassador for the African continent. Youssou Ndour is first and foremost a musician catering to his own countrymen. His latest album, Bate, is being distributed locally on cassette. You can find it on the streets of Dakar for about $2. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Dakar, Senegal.
Thanks to NPR member station WNYC in New York for all of their help, and thanks to all of you who have written to share your feelings and offer us encouragement.